Regarding the issue of fast food outlets beside schools, the organisation No Fry Zone for Kids' Sake called on Health Minister and Grace Jones TD Simon Harris to introduce a statutory No Fry Zone rule nationwide. The campaign has the backing of Joint Oireachtas Committee on Children and Youth Affairs and many national organisations, including Safe Food and the Irish Heart Foundation. Gráinne Toer of Together FM spoke to Philip Moyles, chairman of the organisation, about the campaign. She began by asking him how it started.
It came from a planning application for a fast food outlet close to where I live in Greystones on a site which would have been opposite three schools, two primary schools and a secondary school. And when you measure the distance from the site to the boundary of the school, it was 35 metres.
Closer than the school canteen almost.
Absolutely, that's it. You get from one end of the school to the other. The other thing as well is the location, it's on the junction of a crossroads. So there was, you know, there was going to be traffic congestion problems, road safety, and then just the whole fact that you know, this didn't seem like the right location at all for this kind of outlet. So as a resident living nearby, I wasn't happy with this. So at this stage, I knew nothing about the planning process, didn't know what to do. So I spoke to a neighbour of mine who was a bit more informed and said, you know, what you need to do is make an objection to the local authority, which in my case is Wicklow, and basically state in writing why you know, weren't happy with it. So as I said, for me, it was... The location wasn't suitable, so close to the schools, it's a fast food outlet and you have the links to obesity, the road safety and traffic congestion. And I could speak to you for about 3 hours on that whole process.
Yeah, we're going to go into a good bit of that because I think you've had a long journey with this and it's not over yet. But I suppose it's kind of cynical in how they chose that location almost. And
definitely. I mean, when I got into it, you know, I did see a trend in terms of, you know, a lot of the big multinational fast food outlets, they do target schools. And I think they target schools because if you use my example where there's three schools, you've got 1,850 children ranging from 4 or 5, you know, junior infants up to secondary school secondary school going age, so up to 18 there, that you can heavily target.
Get them while they're young.
Yeah, exactly. Promote your product. Children are children, so they're not always thinking about what's right and what's wrong. Yeah. And then particularly with secondary school going kids, they have disposable income. So, you know, they have money in their pockets. If you locate them close enough to the school where, you know, they can pop out at the lunch breaks, you have, you know, a couple of hundred kids coming through your door at lunch hour, spending money there, and you have their promotion. Yeah, exactly.
And they've had the toy in their Happy Meal since they
absolutely
were 2 years old anyway.
Exactly. You know, they're making the fast food affordable. And like you say, for the younger children, they entice them in with the get your toy, and it all relates to getting children in. And I suppose if you get them in and they enjoy the experience, then you have potential customers for life.
It's quite a cynical model, but obviously one that works and makes a lot of money.
They've done a huge amount of marketing, you know, research into this. This is all about understanding, you know, customers and getting them in. And it's a strategy. It's a clear strategy. And I know in America, there have been studies from health advocates that show, you know, that a lot of the big American companies, they strategically look at, you know, where the populations are and then put fast food outlets in to do that, to entice them.
They've
in.
They've done their football research.
Yeah, exactly. But without thinking of the consequences to the wider community, to obesity, to the health, to, you know, that's not really of consideration to them.
Okay, and I know there's another part of Dublin that's also in the same process with you over the Skerries.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose I'm very familiar with what's happening in my particular area. From my perspective, it all relates to the planning aspect and you know, planning determines on what should go where, whether it's infrastructure, environmental things, you know, retail, housing, that's what the planners do. There's very little specific guidance on how close fast food outlets should be to schools, and I think that's one of the issues. And as you've said there, this is happening around communities in Ireland, so Skerries are going through a difficult situation as well. And I think the issue a lot of communities have is, you know, they're being targeted, their school children are being targeted, and it's not appropriate, and there isn't the right infrastructure in place to ensure that this doesn't happen. And we're in the middle of the obesity crisis. No Fry Zones, it is only one element in the bigger puzzle to resolve when we look at treating obesity. But for me, it's a relatively straightforward one that we could take, and I'm trying to really push this with the government.
What is that process?
National Planning Guidelines actually issued in 2013, which states that the local area plan can promote active living and healthier lifestyles by ensuring that the exposure of children to the promotion of foods that are high in fat, salt and sugar is reduced through the careful consideration of the appropriateness and or location of fast food outlets in the vicinity of schools. So that was the guidance that was out. So it's well-meaning. I mean, it says all the right things. Planners should pay attention to, you know, how close it is. The problem with the guidelines are they're vague. You know, what does vicinity of, what does appropriateness of? To you, it could be 50 metres. To me, it could be 300 metres. To the guy next door, it's 700 metres. And in Wicklow, one of the ways we could ensure that this planning application couldn't happen again was to put a specific guideline in place in the county development plan. I mean, the national planning guidelines feed into local planning, and in local planning you have local area plans and county development plans, and basically these plans, simply put, are the rules for planners in terms of how they make planning decisions. The planning guidelines should tell you what's important for your area. So in 2015 we started working on putting a no-fry zone objective in place to make it explicitly clear to planners that in future this should guide them making the right planning decisions on how close fast food outlets should be to schools. But between 2015 and 2016 we got an objective into the county development plan which says that you must exclude new fast food outlets from being built within 400 metres of schools. And the 400 metres wasn't a figure that was picked out of air. I mean, we did a lot of research. We got in contact with a lot of healthcare experts. And there's loads of evidence. There's studies over the last 10, 15 years that show if you put a fast food outlet within 400 metres of school, the obesity rate will go up by 25%. So when you think about that, you know, one in four children will become obese by locating a fast food outlet within that distance. After 400 metres, you don't see the same effect. And I think when you break it down, 400 metres is pretty much the distance where in a typical school break, a child has enough time to get from the school down to the fast food outlet and back again in that time frame. So that was the distance we chose to say, right, if we push everything out 400 metres from then, over time we should see, you know, an impact in reducing obesity. Mm-hmm. So we got it into the county development plan, the very first county in Ireland to put in a specific distance of 400 metres. So it was a big step forward, and this was in 2016, and the objective is known as RT17. But we have run into challenges since then. This year,
tell us about those.
Yeah, I mean, in 2018, just earlier this year, we had a planning application go into the same location, Blackline Retail Centre, for a takeaway fast food outlet, which was 135 metres away from the same three schools. So we assumed that the planners would decide that this contravened objective RT17 and that they would throw out the planning application. What the planner actually did was he granted planning with conditions, and his condition was is that the fast food outlet could open after 5 p.m. in the evening. I mean, it's very frustrating for us now that we've got it into the county development plan, which took a huge amount of work. The planner then decided that in his written notes he said that, you know, I don't really understand what the importance of this is.
And our thanks to Together FM for that item. If you would like to find out more about this, you can check out the No Fry Zone for Kids on Facebook.